Oh, my friends, you know, dessert is something to be relished. It is something that is like the perfect accompaniment to a meal. It is as important as the veg on a plate, to me. And whether it be banana pudding, or
don't say pud,
or what Chef Eric just did, it's a sweetness and perfection. And I think, Chef Eric, I don't know that it could be any easier.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
But it is so good. And we just, I mean, he brought these big things out with the peanut butter. You'll explain to it what it was. But we cut them into halves, and they lasted about 30 seconds per half. And that's with that molten hot peanut butter and Smucker's strawberry jam.
Yep.
So tell them what it was. We'll start the beginning because we just did. Start at the beginning. You start out today with a kind of a brunch thing. Now, explain the theme.
The theme today was my friend Bob just moved down here, and he's here with us today. So he moved down here from Pennsylvania, and he's a bachelor.
Philadelphia, wasn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Philadelphia?
Right. And he moved down here, and now, you know, he's going to be moving into a new place, and he's a bachelor, so he needs some meals that he can effectively cook without thinking too much, right? Because I need him thinking for
such a friend
for work.
oh, so he's only thinking about the selfish, greedy capitalism.
Well,
in him.
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, as he's sitting there thinking, should I waste the next hour and a half and go somewhere and eat something, or should I just pop something in the oven real quick, or if you had
and
a
then
big
finish
green
Eric's
egg,
project?
And, yeah, and I'm thinking that the latter is better. So, yeah, so
I got a question for Bob. Yeah. From Philadelphia. Yeah. You ever eat at Wawa's?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Wawa's. Yeah. That's a convenience store on steroids when it comes to prepared foods. Their meatball sub at Wawa at 2 o'clock in the morning has no equal.
What is Wawa?
A Wawa is a convenience store. But they had the concept of a food bar. Well, not a food bar, but I mean, you go get deli sandwiches. They have a meatball sub with meatballs that are as big as prehistoric golf balls on this good bread, and then they sop it in the red sauce and then the cheese. And we had an opportunity because we had gotten into a late flight into Philadelphia, and the driver of the black car we were in said, "Where do you guys want to go to eat?" I said, "Well, we were starving." He goes, "Well, there's only one place I can think of give you a real Philly. What's that? Wawa." I thought he was kidding. And he pulled up. We went in this place. It was a kind of a dive convenience store, very rustic. And we walked in, and he said, "Get the meatball subs." My God, man, it took three of us to carry them out. And there were only three of them. They were huge, and they were delicious.
See, I thought you said Waffle House.
Wawa.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing is, did you ever throw a snowball at Santa Claus? No, okay, just asking. Big Philly thing. Now, Chef Eric, we kind of drifted, but...
You kind of drifted.
Well, as I have opportunity
prone to do.
Yes. Now, your first recipe was a breakfast recipe, but it's a breakfast brunch, even could be dinner.
Yeah, it was the cheeseburger frittata.
No,
yep.
It's not cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger frittata. And so it's done. It's got no crust to it, although certainly you could... You'd put it in a pie crust if you really wanted to.
Put bacon around it like that bacon cook.
Yeah, you could do that.
That would be a bacon cheeseburger.
But I chose to just do it without that and make it gluten-free. And so we cooked up ground beef and ground veal, pound of each, with some onions and chicken stock and the cheese and cumin and, you know, salt and all that. And we mix that up, and the cheese goes in at the very end, and it's cheddar cheese, and you load it into a springform pan. Then on top of that, you take four eggs, a pint or half a pint of heavy cream, and probably half a cup of mayonnaise, and a little salt and pepper. Mix that up, whisk it together, pour it on top of that in the springform pan. Make sure you have a really nice, tight-fitting springform pan because there will be leakage or you know, whatever. Put it on a small baking dish or something. And then put that out on the egg. It's going to take about half an hour at 350, 375. Second recipe we did was the enchiladas. Now, these, we took thigh meat and rubbed them with garlic paste, salt, pepper, and cumin. Grilled them on the egg first on direct heat. Brought them back in, shredded them, and then made our salsa verde. And salsa verde sauce is basically, we started with butter and garlic paste. Let that sort of start foaming. Then we added in about 4 tablespoons of rice flour, so it's gluten-free. That thickened up nicely and continued to thicken up, so we added chicken stock. And it ended up being about 12 ounces of chicken stock. We used 4 tablespoons or so of butter, 5 tablespoons of butter. And that chicken stock starts to thin it out. Then we added in cilantro, a good handful of chopped cilantro. And we added in initially the first 8 ounces of salsa verde. That's just a prepared herradura salsa verde. That creates our base enchilada sauce. So we spoon a little bit in the greased baking pan on the bottom so it covers the bottom. Then take your tortillas. In this case, we use kef, which is an ancient grain. Tortillas made out of that. So again, still gluten-free, but yeah, you certainly use, you know, regular tortillas or whatever. And
I prefer kef.
Yeah, sure you do. And fill them up with with chicken that you, off the egg that you've now sliced lengthways, so they fit nicely in a rolled
and rough chop. You don't want it
too rough fine. Chop. You want good firmness to it. So that, some thin avocado slices, and some cheese, and then wrap that whole thing. It should wrap one and just under half times, seam side down. Put them in that
and open
pan.
On the ends.
Open on the ends and seam side down. In the baking dish, and that stuff that's in the bottom, that sauce will hold it together so it doesn't unwrap. So you load that up and pour the rest of the sauce. I actually poured the rest of the salsa verde, another 8 ounces, into the sauce when I sort of started reheating it just mildly to get it really more liquidy. And you lay that in on top of all the tortillas. You want them to totally cover all the tortillas. It may not cover. It may not be all the way up on the ends, but just the tops, so it doesn't dry out. Then we loaded it up with 4 cups of four cheese, put that out on there, and that cooked for about 25 minutes until the cheese just starts to get brown on top. Remember, everything's already cooked that's inside it, so it doesn't, you're really just heating it. And the last thing was our PB&J biscuits. And the PB&J biscuits, I just took Grands. And these are the honey grands. And you take, there's 8 total pieces in there. You take them, you flatten each piece down a little bit, kind of like with like a pizza dough, thin it out a little bit, and then lay in just a dollop of peanut butter, and I used a chunky peanut butter, and then a dollop of strawberry preserves. Put the other half of the biscuit on top of it, sort of seal it off, and then stack them in a loaf pan straight up and down. I line the loaf pan with parchment paper and stack it in there and stack them all together so they're sort of one right after another. It's like a loaf, essentially, of these biscuits with the PB&J. And you seal the edges of the PB&J a little bit so they don't leak out. Put that in the egg for about 20 minutes. You top it with some sugar, and I use brown sugar and a nice amount of brown sugar on the top of it, and then put it in for about 20 minutes. When you pull it out, it'll come out and let
like
it cool just a little bit.
Round loaf.
Yeah, you got a, like a round loaf. So then what we did is to finish the cooking process, we took just a thin baking sheet, put it out on the egg, and took them and broke them apart at each half, or, you know, at each piece, and laid that down flat now.
Because it's a little doughy on the inside.
Yeah, because they'll be not quite cooked on the inside, so this finishes them off.
And it's beautiful.
And it just looks gorgeous. So when you do that, when you put them back on, you could take a little bit more brown sugar and just lay it down, or a little bit of honey, and drizzle it on top, and you're basically going to go another 8 minutes, pull them off, and now there'll be a little bit of a char to them, but they'll be crispy on the outside, soft on the inside, and
but watch out for burning your mouth on the peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you could, yeah.
No, it can't.
Yeah,
trust me.
From experience.
So many people to thank. First of all, to Chef D of the Big Green Egg Culinary Center for prepping, helping, and making sure everything was ready for us. Way to go, Chef D. Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo. Amazing recipes. To the keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed, Michael the Whip Holst. Chef, and to our special guest, who's the whole show is themed around, Bob, from Philly. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions, by Human Produce, my friends. Doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag.
It ain't.
By Cutter Cigar Emporium, the true portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, and the world of friends you have yet to meet. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding us we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They're the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
Well, my friends, it's time to cool down the mobile burners of Chef and a Fat Man, and we'd like to remind you, keep your dial right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless you all, God bless America, and most importantly, God willing, we'll be back next week.